There's probably enough going on in that short John passage, as is true of most of John's gospel, that I could preach on this passage probably for the next 6 weeks and not even get to all that Jesus is saying here. But the phrase in today's reading in John that kept rolling through my mind was what Jesus says right in the beginning. Those who love me will keep my word. And then he goes on then to say the reverse. Those who don't love me will not keep my words. And so I began thinking about what that might really mean. What does it mean to keep Jesus' word? Now, this may sound simple on the surface, but it's complicated by a couple things. One, whenever Scripture talks about the Word, it doesn't always just mean words, spoken words, or even written words. You may know Jesus himself is called the Word of God, usually capital W, the embodiment of God's will and Word in the flesh, the Word made flesh, as John's gospel also says. So what might it mean to keep God's word if what we're talking about is not just words, but Jesus himself? And then the other interesting wrinkle here, I think, is what Jesus himself keeps saying. He says, keep my word. Keep my words. Then he says, the words I tell you are not even mine. They are the Father's words. And so we begin to get this idea of the Trinity here. The Word is God's, the Creator's, given to Jesus, revealed in Jesus, in what he said and what he did and who he was. And then notice, then Jesus says, and you know what? This Holy Spirit's going to come after me to continue teaching you and reminding you about my words. So God has the words. Jesus says them, lives them, teaches them, reveals them. The Holy Spirit keeps trying to remind us and teach us as well. And then what does that mean for how we can keep all of this? How do we not just hear God's word or read it in Scripture? How do we keep it? How do we live out what God has revealed through Jesus and what the Holy Spirit keeps trying to remind us of? Well, I don't know if you were paying attention to the good sermon you already heard from the kids this morning. Were you able to hear what all they were saying? They nailed it. I'm just boiling it down simpler for us, or making it more complex. Maybe you could say that. It's love. It's faith. It's trust. It's belief. What does it mean to keep not just Jesus' words, but Jesus himself in our lives? It means primarily to love. As the children rightly said, not just to love God or love others, but to love ourselves as well. When we do all those things, when we love, we are keeping God's word. When we trust that God is with us, we are keeping God's word. When we live as if we believe these things, if we live trusting in God, if we live loving others and God and ourselves, we are keeping the word of God. Sounds so simple. I firmly believe, and maybe this is just from my perspective, I've been working at it for a while now, and I continue to work at it. It may be it takes a lifetime to really keep God's word. Maybe more than one lifetime. I don't know. But I think all of this is given shape and form and life in the story in Acts that we read. Here are two people, Paul and Lydia, who embody what it means to keep the word of Jesus, to hear and listen and learn from the Spirit. You notice that's how Paul gets to Macedonia. The Spirit comes, gives him a vision. And for however else you may argue with certain things Paul says or does, Paul is one who, when he got the word from God, he followed it. That's what takes him to this new place, Macedonia, Greece, Europe. They've been centered in Asia before this. And now here goes Paul and Luke and the others to Greece, eventually to Philippi. And because they are following the Spirit, keeping the word, they end up on that riverbank on that Sabbath and meet this woman, Lydia, a businesswoman, self-sufficient businesswoman, at a time when that was about as rare as, I was going to say an honest politician, I don't know, something along there. No. This is rare, this woman Lydia. Also rare that she is a Gentile but a God worshiper. She already is aware of God's word. She's already, I would say, probably keeping it. But as Paul preaches some to her, explains God's word, she responds. In fact, we're told her heart is changed. She embraces what Paul says. She is baptized, and then she says to Paul, "If you really believe now that I'm a follower of your Lord, come and stay at my house." It's an offer you can't refuse. And so they go. And actually, as you continue to read through Acts, Lydia's house becomes sort of a centerpiece of the spreading of the Christian faith in this area. She is the first European convert, at least that Paul has converted. And so Lydia is essential for the continuing spread of God's word. That's how you keep God's word. That's, I think, the message for us. We who claim to want to keep God's word and to follow Christ. Two things. One, we need to know God's word, which may mean we need to listen more than we talk or get distracted or distract ourselves at times. We need to know God's word. And we need to listen for it. We need to be open to the Spirit moving in our lives, maybe in unexpected ways, maybe telling us unexpected things. And then we need to be open to doing it. And what's really fun is that the keeping of God's word is going to look totally different for each one of us. And yet, all bound around a common purpose of keeping God's word. That's part of the rhythm of church as well. Why do we come here on Sunday mornings? Partly to be reminded of God's word, so that then we can go our separate ways sometimes to live it and keep it. I had a professor in seminary, probably one of my favorite professors. He was also my advisor, a great scholar, a wonderful guy named Bill Mallard. He passed away not too long ago, but he would end every class. He would sort of, you know, lay out all this information, and then he would say, as sort of his benediction to every class, he would say, "Now go keep on keeping on." And maybe that's a good way to end the sermon today. Friends, I don't know how it's going to play out in your life and your particular ministry But I think the message for each one of us from these readings today is this: keep on keeping on keeping God's word. Amen.